Welcome to Lion of Judah Online. My name's Gary Stevens. We're talking about the subject called Excellence in Ministry, and this is part four of a seven-part series. And then we started talking about the six steps to excellence in ministry. We're doing step number three today, follow the leadership of the Holy Spirit. Let me just give an introductory here. A lot of people go by their experiences when they do ministry, but God wants us to go by the Word of God and to be Spirit-led and Word-controlled. That means the Holy Spirit has the right to talk into us and we follow what the Holy Spirit says and not what our experience says. We are also to use the Word of God as the barriers, as the boundaries of our ministry in conjunction with the Holy Spirit. But God wants us, as ministers of the gospel, when we go into excellence in ministry, is to follow the leadership of the Holy Spirit, because the Holy Spirit knows everything about everything at the same time. So it makes sense to listen to the Holy Spirit and be led by the Holy Spirit. Decide to be led by the Holy Spirit through the Word, not by the natural. Let me go to John chapter 16, verse 13, and we read, Jesus says, "However, when he, the Holy Spirit, has come, he will guide you into all truth. He will not speak of his own authority, but whatever he hears, he will speak, and he will tell you the things to come." In this scripture, we quite see Jesus is saying, be led by the Holy Spirit, because he knows everything, and he will lead you into all truth. The next point I'd like to make, do not lean on your own understanding or experience. Learn to follow the leadership of the Holy Spirit within you. Those who are led by the Spirit of God are the sons of God. And we read this in Romans chapter 8, verse 14. It is important to understand God wants us today to be led by the Holy Spirit and not by prophets or other people that say they hear from God. God is in the business of training the believer, sons and daughters, to hear from the Holy Spirit directly and not through another person. So learn to lean on the Holy Spirit, to ask the Holy Spirit, to be led by the Holy Spirit, and not lean on the shoulders of other people to hear for you. And that includes pastors. Another point I'd like to make, you must be totally grounded and dependent upon the Word of God. We see this in Colossians chapter 3, verse 16. Reading, it says, "Let the Word of Christ, or the Word of God, dwell in you richly in all wisdom, teaching and admonishing one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing with grace in your hearts to the Lord." Quite simply, in this area we're teaching today, God wants every born-again believer to be led by their spirit, which is in turn led by the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit is God in spirit form, for therefore he knows everything from the past, present, and future, and he knows the correct answer or the correct thing to do in a situation. So God says, be led by my Spirit, and he will show you truth. He will lead you into all truth, and he will show you exactly what to do. Believers today must be word controlled. That's the barriers or the boundaries we work to or stay within, but spirit led. As the Holy Spirit knows everything, he will lead us to do the right thing in the right time, because he is the Spirit of truth. It says that if you are the sons and daughters of God, you will be led by the Spirit of God. When we learn to hear and follow the Holy Spirit, it is a point of we have to practice it. It doesn't come automatically. We have to practice day by day, listening for the Holy Spirit and then following the Holy Spirit, and he will confirm to us. So it's not an automatic thing that you do it 100% immediately. It's a learning process, and we have to practice. And sometimes we get it wrong, and sometimes we get it right. But the more we do it, the more proficient we become at hearing his voice and being led by his voice. Thank you for being with me today, and God bless.